This report then, it makes for pretty grim reading, I suppose, for yourself.
It's not a good read, and it would be wrong to claim that it is a good read, but fortunately for the council, we recognised that we were in a place where we had to improve things. So already a lot of the improvement work is underway and has been underway for some time. So this is identifying where we are, and it's now a case of how do we increase the pace of change to get to where we should be.
How could this have happened? How has this been allowed to happen?
We've been doing a lot of work on the council plan, and it was important to get it right. Last May, we appointed a new chief executive, Eileen Howitt. She came in, and rather than rush it, she wanted to make sure we got it right. She has involved the councillors in the decisions to help ensure it's right, because this plan is vital. That will guide how we move forward as a council. The plan will decide how we spend our money in the future. So it's a very important document, and it will be going to council for approval on 6th of March.
How has the council operated then for 18 months without a plan in place?
Although the plan has been in transition, we have had priorities. We set our budget in December based on those priorities. So we're still focusing on the economy, young people, old people and adults, working on the community. All of our priorities are there, so it was money spent in the right focus. The plan will bring a number of these strands together, but the work is already ongoing.
Did you see any of this coming? Did you see any of these bad reports coming out? Was this expected?
Well, we had already identified the areas we needed to work on, and this report largely identifies the areas that we had identified. Fortunately, the report also recognises that we are making progress. We're not belittling what we need to do. We recognise what the report is saying, but we're already on that journey. So it wasn't a surprise. It was just a recognition of what we had already recognised.
It may be a surprise for people listening tomorrow. I mean, what would you say to them to reassure them about what the council's doing?
Right, the most reassuring thing is that our standard of services continues. We have not been criticised for that. It recognises that it said that is not what's happening. What we're focusing on here is more processes, how we do things rather than what we do. Because what we do is good. Our staff are still delivering first-class services on a daily basis.
In terms of the report itself, it's talking about establishing leadership. Obviously, the SNP have been calling for you to go. What's your reaction to that?
My reaction is that we've got far too much to do to keep the council on the improvement journey than to be interested in petty politics, because that's all that is.
And in terms of, you know, there's been a campaign in the press as well, not ourselves, but our local media, to try and get you to stand down. Has that been affecting the running of the council? Or?
Absolutely not. We remain as committed as ever. And as I get, again, the local press can do what they want. They can say what they want. As far as I'm concerned, I'm here to lead the council and with the top team under the new chief exec. That's exactly what we'll continue to do.
And I've just spoken to your deputy as well, and he's quite firm with his support for you. Do you find that from your other councillors as well?
Absolutely, yeah. We're standing side by side. We know what we need to do. We know what's right for the people of South Ayrshire. That's what brought us together in the first place. And it's been a very strong joint administration, and that will continue.
Who's to blame for this, do you think?
It's not a question of blame, it's a question of timing. If the report had come out after 6th of March, we would have had a business plan in place, so it would have been purely historic. So timing came into it, but we're not in any way belittling the work that needs to be done. I'm delighted and encouraged at the work that has been ongoing and that will now move forward more quickly under our new chief exec and our top team.
Yeah, tell us a little about the work that has been ongoing, because the report is quite clear that you've already started to make some good improvements as well.
Right, we've improved on our performance reporting, and the report indicates there's still more way to go on that. We've worked hard on improving our communities. More importantly, we've worked hard on making sure that officers and members work well together, because we do have a common goal and we'll take that forward. So we're continuing to do that all the time, and that will continue.
I suppose what's reassuring for people listening as well is that the report is quite clear that this doesn't affect services that they would receive either.
Absolutely, that would be a real concern for us all. But through March to our staff, they keep that going, and it's up to us at the senior level to sort out the processes, and we'll do that.
How confident are you that can happen, and what sort of timescale do you have on it?
I'm totally confident in the team. We can do it. The time frame will be managed prudently. I'm keen to do that as quickly as we can, but I'm not prepared to rush it.